At this malaria hospital in Tanzania, the president and Laura Bush passed out bed nets treated with insecticide to protect against the disease. In Tanzania alone, malaria kills more than 100,000 people a year.
The suffering caused by malaria is needless, and every death caused by malaria is unacceptable.
Malaria is caused by a parasite that enters the bloodstream through the bites of infected mosquitoes. The World Health Organization reports that malaria kills some 1 million people every year in sub-Saharan Africa. Most victims are children under the age of 5. In the next 30 seconds, another African child will die of the disease. The 5-year, $1.2 billion malaria plan Mr. Bush started in 2005 aims to cut malaria deaths in half in 15 African countries. The program has already helped more than 25 million people through life-saving drugs, training for health workers, and indoor spraying to fight malaria-carrying mosquitoes. Many scientists say it will take a multi-pronged approach to battle the disease. American scientist Stephen Hoffman is putting his efforts into creating a vaccine. He left his medical practice to open a manufacturing plant in Maryland. The plant, called Cenaria, was made possible largely by a $29 million grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Its single mission? To use mosquitoes to produce a malaria vaccine. As many as 70 experimental vaccines exist around the world, but Hoffman says Cenaria is different because it uses the whole parasite. Lab workers infect mosquitoes with malaria, zap them with radiation, and then extract the weakened parasites from their salivary glands. When injected into the bloodstream, the parasites produce an immune reaction. Early studies gave promising results.
No other malaria vaccine has ever been shown to protect more than 30 to 40% of recipients for more than a few weeks, whereas this has been shown to protect greater than 90% for at least 10 months.
Hoffman says he and his colleagues plan to submit their work to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration by September. They hope to begin clinical trials before the end of the year. Alex Villarreal, VOA News.